Always a pleasure to talk to our next guest. We've known him as a fabulous United States congressman, a Republican from the 10th District. We know him, too, as a gubernatorial candidate for the great state of Michigan. He is Congressman John James. Congressman, always a pleasure.
Hey, Paul, thanks for having me back on. Really appreciate it.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you here, and especially, sadly, at a time like this. And since you've had more experience handling guns and weaponry and protecting Americans, talk to me a little bit about your thoughts on the attempted shooting at the big dinner over the weekend.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking, and sadly, the most heartbreaking part about it, it seems like it's becoming more and more regular. I'm grateful that the president, first lady, the vice president, and all the officials are safe due to the swift action of the Secret Service and law enforcement. They prevented a senseless tragedy. And as people get out there and talk about the law enforcement officers and laud the Secret Service in particular, we should remember that there are certain folks who are refusing to fund DHS, which funds the Secret Service to its full amount. I've voted multiple times to fund DHS, to include the Secret Service, to keep our country safe. And I believe that all of my colleagues should. But we're even in this situation because we are in a culture now where it's okay to dehumanize and demonize our political opponents. We have to resist that. We have to appeal to our better angels and recognize, particularly on our 250th anniversary, that we are one nation under God, and we will only be indivisible if we recognize and remember that. So I'm going to be doing everything I can to lead by example, and I'm calling on my colleagues on both sides that I'll do the same.
Good for you, Congressman John James. I'm going to use that myself. I'm going to use the fact that here we are to celebrate our 250th anniversary. Heck, even King Charles comes over to congratulate us, and he's congratulating us on breaking away from his family and from England 250 years ago. So if they can get over it and work things out, we need to get over it and work things out. We need to fully fund Homeland Security. We need to cut the rhetoric from the top on down. And you can't have some people saying they're not responsible, because they all are responsible, using a fiery rhetoric that sick people like this guy, they get it in their head, and then they think they're doing God's work or somebody's work to make the country better by killing people.
Well, that doesn't ever happen. You're absolutely right. I think that at this particular point in time, we all have a responsibility, each of us, particularly in the days of an era of social media, we each have a responsibility. We need to use our thumbs and not our fingers. We need to look at what we are doing in our daily lives to make the situation around us better, to lead by example, and to not tolerate behavior out of other adults that we wouldn't tolerate out of our children. So this is part of the reason why I'm doing my best to keep a positive approach, talking about how the best is yet to come, how we are one team, one fight, and how we need change now to benefit us all, and talking about the great beauty and amazing people we have in the state of Michigan, rather than dwelling on the things that need to be fixed, talk about how we have fixed these things before and we have greatness ahead as well.
Well put, my friend. Thank you for the work you've done, too. The House Appropriations Committee advancing a spending bill for military construction that includes $162 million intended for infrastructure upgrades at our Selfridge Air National Guard base in Macomb County to prepare for the arrival of two new aircraft platforms. I know you've got to feel very good about all of that.
Oh, I feel ecstatic about this, and I want to say thank you to my team in the district, headquartered in Warren, who worked tirelessly for everyone in the district. I'm grateful for each and every single one of them. Do a thankful job because they love you. I want to say thank you to the leadership that we're seeing in Matt Hall and the Republicans in the State House, who pushed $152 million, which was really critical to show partnership with our state. We're able to do that. Unfortunately, it's being held up by Senates in the state legislature. And so hoping to work with those guys, get that across the finish line, because this isn't a political thing. This is something for our national security. This is something for our economy. And as a result of this partnership, we're able to make good on President Trump's leadership, bringing an F-15EX, a fighter mission, to Michigan. And we've lost three flight missions in the past three decades. President Trump said no more. And I was able, as a result of these things, to win $162 million back for Selfridge. Investment, this is a lifetime investment to make sure that Michigan continues to be at the forefront of our nation's national defense and the strengthening of our local economy.
Well, in your own words, we've got to Congressman John James, Republican from the 10th District, now gubernatorial candidate John James. In your words, quote, this is huge for Macomb County and for Michigan. Selfridge, and this is your district includes Selfridge, Selfridge is critical for homeland security and protecting our northern border. It's also a major economic driver in southeastern Michigan, and getting this funding is necessary so that work can get underway. So it's good that you're looking at it from all sides, and we're benefiting from it from all sides, both in protecting our northern border and as the major economic driver it is in southeast Michigan. God bless you for that.
Yeah, it's not just a military asset. As you mentioned, this supports 5,000 military and civilian jobs, contributes $850 million to Michigan's economy. Protecting Selfridge not only protects the Michigan, the Great Lakes region, the United States of America, along the longest international border in the world, but it also protects Southeast Michigan and our economy. We have the potential to be so much greater. Ag is super important in Michigan. Auto is super important in Michigan. But we also have the ability, from a defense and aerospace standpoint, to strengthen our national economy and our national security. We have so many opportunities here in the state of Michigan. And with the right leadership and the right relationships, we're going to make sure that Michigan not only participates, but that we continue to lead the way.
You know, as excited as we are, and we are, for the, 2028, the F-15X fighter mission and all those beautiful new planes that are coming our way, it was kind of exciting recently in some of the war activity we were in, seeing the good old A-10 Thunderbolt II, I think we called him the Warthog, that was here at our base, playing a pretty significant role.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. We're so proud of those guys who continue to stand up and answer the call. I'm old enough to remember when the military talked about shelving the A-10s back before Desert Storm. And after their performance in Desert Storm, back when I was, I might have been around 6th, 7th, 8th grade back then. They were talking about it. These things have continued to perform decades after. It's time to improve. It is time to move into the future. The F-15EX is the wave of the future, but that means that we have to also take care of those guys and girls who are out there defending our freedom, making our nation and keeping our allies safe on that airframe. This airframe shouldn't be called the Warthog. It should be called Old Faithful, because it has continued to defend America and our interests for decades and decades. But now Michigan is going to lead the way into the future with the F-15EX to make sure that we continue the 127th Wing legacy over a century of defending this nation with excellence and great execution.
Before we run out of time, it's coming. The campaign going well, sir?
The campaign's going well. We're still double digits ahead of our next closest primary opponent, and the only Republican in the best position to beat both Democrats. So if you'd like to learn more about our freedom agenda, go to johnjamesmi.com. Again, more on the freedom agenda at johnjamesmi.com.
Thank you, Congressman. Always a pleasure.
Yes, sir.
Good luck to you. And coming up, he'll be off tomorrow because he's going to be in Washington. Mr. Amani goes to what? I wanted to say Mr. Smith goes to Washington. But it's JR Afternoon with Ryan Armani. You filled out all your paperwork. All your credentials are okayed, and you're ready to go.
Prepare the royal baggage.
Oh, are you going to carry the baggage? The royal baggage? Hey, have fun. We'll talk to you when you get back.
Thanks,
Can't
bud.
Wait to hear all about it.
You got it.
Stand by for news, WJR.